Good morning. This is Marco with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, September 24th. In the news this morning, overnight e-buy prices were December corn down 0.75 cents, December wheat up 1¢ and 0.75 cents, and November beans down 6¼ cents. Currently, we've got the dollar down 34 ticks. Crude oil is up 144 a barrel, trading at 72.20. It's a new high for this leg of the move. Overnight, we had the additional $240 billion worth of tariffs placed on the Chinese. They retaliated within 1 minute and put $60 billion of tariffs on U.S. goods. You know, I don't know that any more of the tariff news is going to have that much of a detrimental effect on the grain markets. I think it's a matter of how big is the crop. Beans are getting bigger, in my opinion. We're starting to see a little bit of buying in here. Unknown bought 162,000 metric tons of beans overnight. It's probably either Argentina or China would be my guess. But I think this tariff thing has kind of run its course on the bad news side. We can move lower if the bean crop is bigger. We've got stocks, quarterly stocks at the end of the week. That should show some pretty big numbers out here, corn, wheat, and beans. But I'm not sure we're quite out of the woods yet. Maybe one more break in this market and then a buying opportunity, maybe about the first of the month on Monday or Tuesday. But we've still got the funds heavily short corn. As of last Tuesday, they were short 160,000 contracts of corn, 82 beans, 110 oil. Long 20 meal. They've cut the oil down a little bit. They've cut the corn down a little bit, the beans a little bit, but they're still heavily short here. So if we can give them an excuse to cover, there's plenty of buying power out there. Funds generally buy in 3-day waves. We saw that last week on the corn, but it's not nearly enough compared to what they're short out here. So are we losing some corn bushels out there with some late diseases and some harvest problems, perhaps? Can we get the corn number bigger? I think that's a little bit doubtful at this point, but I think the bean number can be higher. Wheat, I think, can build its own independent story here with smaller crops around the world, good, better demand around the world. So, you know, we've seen a lot of bull markets lit up by the wheat, and I think that may have to be the case in this grain market. But I'm still a little bit leery of the corn and beans through next week anyway. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.